Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for each life path number for the month of April 2024. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like your own personal reading, please book some time with me where we'll look at your own personal numerology in your year ahead or whatever you want to look at or any questions you may have. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path number three. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 15-6 in April, as well as oyster energy. So with the 15-6, this can bring in sort of this feeling of being at a crossroads in some area of your life, and where it is that you've been sort of have been indecisive, this energy will sort of push you to make a decision. Because you're ultimately the only one who can make that decision at the in the end, right? And so wherever it might be that you've been indecisive or procrastinating even, this is going to ask you or push you to be more decisive, to make a decision and then stick with that decision and persevere and see it through to completion. You could also see areas come up for evaluation where it is that you are self-sabotaging yourself, whether it's in relationships, creative projects, career, a health routine, I don't know, whatever, however it shows up for you. Wherever it is that, it could even be like where things start going really good and you're like, I don't deserve this, or you're waiting for the other shoe to drop type of situation. And so you sabotage yourself so that the other person can't hurt you, or so that, you know, the universe can't hurt you or whatever. And so it becomes like this self-sabotaging behavior where it's like, okay, I'm going to cut the cord with this so that, you know, it doesn't have an opportunity for the other shoe to drop type of thing. So if there's any area within your life, you know, that you're doing that, it could be brought to your attention, right? To be moved through, to be dealt with, to be maybe even deconstructed so that you can overcome any of that irrational fear that's showing up, that's keeping you in some sort of like personal self-imposed prison, so to speak. What's keeping you from having that happy, healthy relationship? What's keeping you from, you know, going after your creative ideas and, you know, creative ventures? What's keeping you from, you know, finding and stepping into the job of your dreams or whatever the situation may be, right? Or what's stopping you from going on, you know, from splurging and going on that vacation that you've been wanting to go on, but you keep telling yourself you don't deserve it, whatever. This is going to be a month where, you know, you're kind of pushed to really take a look at those areas and how can you move beyond them? How can you work past them so that you can, you know, break free from something or someone that's kind of been holding you back, right? That's not allowing you to progress forward and really step into your full light. Now, this can sometimes signify some kind of radical change in a lifestyle or circumstances, but that's leading you towards more joy, more laughter, more like stepping into the sunshine effect, so to speak. Like when I think of three energy, it's such a bright energy, right? When, especially when it's in its vibration, when it's in its alignment, it is the sun, right? It's a very jovial, very much like life force giving energy. And when we minimize ourselves, when we like hold ourselves back, when we create that self-imposed prison, we're not allowing ourselves to shine. So this energy is saying, find your joy, find your laughter, even amidst the chaos, even amidst the challenges. Because when you can do that, when you can tap into that optimism, that idealism, you continue to reignite and then sort of, you know, fan the flames of that spark that's trying to blow up, basically, but in a good way, in a sunshine type of way. So this could be a month for kind of taking a look at that and seeing where it is that you are, you know, holding yourself back from your own joy. Now, what's interesting here is you've got oyster energy. And so with the oyster energy, I always think of, you know, there's the oyster who gets the sediment in its mouth, let's say, right? And it's an irritation. It's irritating, right? And so it continues to sort of mold this or roll this sediment, right, to make it smoother, to make it less irritating. And through the course of time and patience and persistence, it creates a pearl. And that pearl is beautiful, right? So it creates something beautiful from something not so beautiful. So you could be asked this month, three, to create something, to create beauty in a space that currently is not so beautiful, right? But it's going to take you showing up, and it's going to take your persistence, and it's going to take you being you and your uniqueness and your ingenuity to create that pearl from the not so pearlish situation, right? So you could find this month that, and sometimes, let me back up, sometimes it can be your own thoughts that need that, you know, pearl effect, right? Where it's like your thoughts are the sediment and you have to rework your thoughts. You have to decide, be decisive in what thoughts you're going to say yes to and then take action upon, right? Is it going to be the more negative thoughts? Is it going to be the more cynical thoughts? Or is it going to be those thoughts of hope and optimism and idealism that the threes are so known for, of creativity, right? Creating a better situation for yourself and others. So there's so much beauty in this month for you all. And you know, where is it that you want to invest your love, your time, your resources into? Because that's what this energy is going to ask you to do. So make sure it's something that you truly, truly want. I hope it's a great one, threes. Take care. Bye for now.